Have you ever found yourself in a chaotic situation where one text message, one phone call, one knock at the door turned your whole life around? Recently, I was watching as an ambulance was coming down the road. Everybody was moving over so that the ambulance could pass. But then I noticed there was a car speeding behind the ambulance, keeping up. I quickly understood that that was a relative of whoever was in the ambulance. Then the Lord began to speak to me through John chapter 14, verse 27. He says, "I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And a peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid." It began to speak to me because in order for the person that was in the ambulance to be okay, the Lord had to already be in the ambulance. You see, there was a loved one in a car following the ambulance, but the loved one couldn't be in the ambulance. And the shout is that God is always where we cannot be. And so when he says, "I'm leaving you with the gift, peace of mind and heart," the peace is we understand that God is always where we cannot be. Because even when that loved one in the ambulance made it to the hospital, that person who was sick went to a part of the hospital that the loved one in the following car could not go in. In other words, there was one loved one on the other side of the room being treated by doctors, but the Lord was already there. But there was another loved one sitting in the waiting room, but the shout is, the Lord was there too. And in order for us to understand who God is, sometimes we have to remember what he is. He's omniscient, omnipresent. God is everywhere at the same time. And Jesus said, this is why you ought to have a peace of mind and a peace of heart. It's a gift that the world cannot give. Hey, family, whatever you're getting ready to walk into, God is already there. But the shout is, whatever you're dealing with right now, God is already there. Trust in the day and have a peace of mind and heart because you have a God who has given us the perfect gift, and his name is Jesus. Let's praise him today because you know he's worthy. In Jesus' name, amen.